Good morning. I'm Steve Boger with PI Financial, and you're listening to Boker in the Morning. Today is Monday, April the 15th, and we apologize for our 10-day absence. We're assured we'd had high-speed Wi-Fi in our Costa Rican casa on the beach, but it kept cutting out, and we had to abandon our remote broadcasts. Meanwhile, last week, hotter-than-expected inflation data spooked bond and stock investors and is continuing to lead to speculation that, oops, we may only get two cuts this year. That's down from five predicted in January. 10-year bonds are now off another 90 cents this morning at 4.64%. That's a three-point drop since April 1st. Stocks have performed in a similar fashion last week, or over the month. Dow off 4.4%, S&P down 2.5%, NASDAQ and TSX off 1.5%. Today's action is focused on hotter-than-expected retail sales, up 0.7%. That's more than double the expected estimate, and the core came in at a whopping 1.1%. Beyond that, it's earnings season, and overall, it's been somewhat muted. Today, Goldman Sachs, though, provided a nice profit beat, up 28%, stock up 3%, and that's in turn boosting the Dow up 18 points at 38,000. On the other hand, Tesla announces a 10% layoff, stock down 4%. I guess that's not too much of a surprise. In fact, all of the Mag 7 are lower here this morning, with Meta and Netflix off 1.5%. The NASDAQ down 77 points at 16,096. The Standard & Poor's down 9 at 5114. In Canada, skyrocketing U.S. dollar, the Dixie that is now at 106. It was 104 10 days ago. It's clipping commodities a bit here this morning. And of course, we cannot omit the Iranian missile attacks over the weekend. That spooked markets a little bit as well. In anticipation, gold actually hit $2,448 on Friday before closing back at $2,374. Today it's $2,365, so down $9. Copper picking up 10 cents at $4.36 a pound, getting shipping concerns due to the Middle East ongoing problems here. And crude oil down $1 at $84 a barrel, natural gas sinking 6 cents at $2.28. And if you're tracking Bitcoin, it's $64,261 off $1,400 US. As for the Canadian market, though, we still have a decent rebound here in consumer stocks and healthcare. Unfortunately, gold, materials, and energy stocks are down 1%, and so is the TSX. Well, now it's off a third of a 1%, or 78 points at 21,821. Turning to the overseas markets, Germany up 96, France up 34, London losing 30 points, Tokyo down 290, Hong Kong down 121. As for the loonie here this morning, it's just off a little bit, 6 basis points. We basically call that even. It's 72.65 cents. Means it's going to cost you $1.37 for US dollar, $1.46 for the euro, and $1.71 for the British pound. You've been listening to Boker in the Morning. I'm Steve Boger with PI Financial, wishing you a happy and safe trading day.